quick, man, I've been going on a lot of dates lately and things have been great, except I'm getting to that point where it's like time to cook for the guy. And you know, I'm terrible at cooking. I'm horrible.
No, you're a really shitty cook.
Yeah, like, I'm the worst.
Yeah, I remember that one time you tried to cook me a sandwich and you burnt it.
I know.
It wasn't even supposed to be like...
I was trying to grill it.
Yeah, it's just a peanut butter and jam sandwich.
That's the problem. I don't cook, so I don't know what to do. Like these guys, they want, you know, they fall for girls that can cook.
That's true. I mean, I fell for my girl because she cooked me a turkey meatloaf that was delicious.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. So I've been Googling, trying to figure out a way to trick these guys into thinking I'm a good cook. And I found this website, Plated.com.
Plated.com. Now, I've heard of this. This is a very, very cool website. You order like food from them, and like the ingredients come, and then you have the ingredients to make.
Exactly. So basically, it's like it's better than going to the store and buying it already made, because they send you the ingredients fresh, super fresh. They send you exactly the amount you need. You can't screw it up, and then literally tells you exactly how to cook it. The guy thinks that you made him this amazing home cooked meal, and it all comes to you from Plated.com. And you don't even have to be home when they deliver it. It's in a box and it keeps it fresh until midnight that day.
Wow, that is spectacular and easy. Just go to plated.com/date and choose the amazing chef design recipes with new selections every week to fit everyone's taste.
Yeah, I just ordered the skirt steak. So for that guy, Nate, that I've been talking to, I'm totally going to make him think I made him a steak dinner.
Wow, that's really incredible.
So you guys, you got to check it out. Every girl needs this, and every guy. Impress your girl too. Go to plated.com/date. The culinary pros at Plated will fill a refrigerated box with the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. You know, if you need half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, that's exactly what's in there. It's insane.
Boom, you get it, you need it, and you get it. That's exactly how this thing works. Everything is delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies. That literally, it all comes in a refrigerated box. It's really incredible.
And you prepare it in 30 minutes or less. It's super quick. Well, it's that easy. So you guys hurry over to plated.com/date now and get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. That's pretty awesome.
That is really incredible. All right. Go to plated.com/date. That's right. Plated.com/date. Plated.com/date.
Lately, I've been going crazy.
What's up, Quickman?
Yo, what's up, Quigley?
Hey, everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Date Fails. We are back.
Yeah, it's Kate Quigley, and I'm Stephen Kramer-Glickman. And this is Date Fails.
That's right. And, oh, God, I've had really bad date fails lately. I am the worst. You'd think that like the longer we do this podcast that I'd be picking up some pointers and my dating life
would
be getting better.
No, Kate, I don't. I don't anymore.
Why don't you think that's going to happen for me?
You know what? I don't know. You keep proving me wrong, Kate.
I'm the
worst. You keep making terrible, terrible choices. God bless you.
I thought I had a really good one on the line this time. I've decided that anytime I'm instantly attracted to a guy and I think he's a great catch, that in itself should just be a red flag. I should just immediately abort the situation and cut him off. The minute I feel my vagina start to get wet for any man, that's a red flag.
Right.
That's what I've decided.
It's a pretty bad sign.
There's this guy. Okay, give me a guy's point of view. I almost want to get our guest point of view.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
So there's this guy. Okay, I'm super into this guy.
Is this a guy that I know?
You may have met. Okay.
Oh, I may have.
You
met.
You may have met.
I
so
may have met.
This
him.
Is a guy. I'm into him. Literally texting. Not pretty much nonstop for like 2 weeks. Every day, this guy texts me like 10 times a day. But we've both been
10 times a day.
Yes, but we've both been on the road and
Wait, hang on. How many times have you guys slept together?
We haven't hooked up yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that totally makes sense.
He likes me. He doesn't just text me about sex. He texts me like, how's it going? He texts me.
Wait, does he think you're Siri? Is that why?
That's the whole problem. But the point is, there's all this texting and there's all this flirting and a little bit of sexting. But every time there's an opportunity to actually hang out, the guy doesn't take the opportunity. He blows me off.
What?
Every time we could actually get together. And I straight up offered him nudity.
Oh, I know who this is, listeners, and he's a piece of shit. So.
He's not a piece of shit. Do you really think he's a douchebag?
I think he's kind of a douchebag.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, he's not the only guy. This is a pattern that I'm seeing with men. I was talking to my girlfriend, Jody Miller, who we've had on about this. And we're basically saying, like, there are a lot of guys that just like to flirt and collect photos and kind of like play this game and they like your attention. But then for whatever reason, when it comes time to actually hang out, they go MIA, and I want to know what that's about.
I don't know. Maybe he has a small penis. that's possible. He might have a small penis. He might be afraid of commitment. He might be
commitment, but I'm just trying to fuck.
He might be. He might not like women. That's a possibility.
You think he's gay?
I don't know.
You met him?
I
don't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay. I think the gay community would be
happy to have him.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't wish him on the gay community.
Quick man.
No, I met him. He was all right. Okay. He's not the greatest guy in history.
I'm not losing
didn't
out on
didn't he take
anything.
You to Soup Plantation for lunch?
No, stop. Oh, we God. Had drinks.
Where did you have drinks at? What kind of place?
It doesn't matter. A bar that was walking distance of the.
A bar that was walking distance? A walking distance.
Listen, I'm easygoing. I don't need a lot of fancy dinners and shit, okay?
Whatever.
That's what this guy, by the way, that's what this guy doesn't seem to understand is that all the times I'm like offering to hang out with him, he doesn't get it. I don't need him to take me to dinner. I'm like Netflix and chill. Like, I'm just trying to get some. Like, this is not, I'm not looking for marriage here.
Oh, Jesus, Kate. I don't. Y'all need Jesus.
Whatever.
All right. Y'all need Jesus.
The point is, I dumped him. Tell you the end of the story.
Oh, please tell me.
So the end of the story is I'm so proud of myself, though, because guess what I did?
What did you do?
I dumped him. I dumped him over text.
Yes!
I dumped him before we weren't really a thing, but I never ever stand up to guys and do this, but I basically just messaged him and I said, yo, I think you're really cool and funny, but it seems like you're more into the idea of hooking up with me than actually hooking up with me, and I don't have time for this shit. I don't play games. So take care, bye. And I sent him that, and he wrote back, and he's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I don't have time for this. I don't do games, but it's totally cool. I think you're great. And there's plenty of other girls for you to go flirt with. Yeah. And he wrote back and said, I'm just tired.
What?
And then I was like, no guy is too tired to fuck. I'm sorry. There's no such thing.
Not happening.
And that's the end of that. So I feel pretty proud of myself because I actually stood up for myself and I never do that.
Yeah, no, that's
all proud.
I'm proud of you, Kate.
Thank
you're
you.
Making better choices.
I'm making strides.
You are. You're at least not letting him into the vagina. You know, you're stopping him before vagina.
Yeah, that's,
which is impressive.
Is
it's
it?
Good. It's good yeah. for you.
Well, I wanted
you're putting
him
up.
In. He wasn't getting in. That's the point.
Well, you know what? If he's not coming to the table with
he wasn't
with
coming rope. Anywhere.
Exactly.
That's why I'm depressed.
Well,
moving on.
I think you've made a really great choice. And you know who else has made a great choice?
Who?
Is our first guest today.
Oh,
our first
shit.
Guest today is one of my favorite stand-up comedians. I know I say that a lot about people, but I'm saying this for real.
Oh, I know how much you love this girl.
I love this comedian.
I know how much you
I
love her.
I will work with her any day of the week. I will perform with her anywhere
in
any possible way she wants me to be involved. I absolutely adore her. I think she's incredible. You've seen her on television doing stand-up, but right now you can watch her on the Gerard Carmichael. It's the Carmichael Ooh. Show. You can watch her on the Carmichael Show on NBC. We love you. Tiffany Haddish
yeah.
is here.
Yay, I love you guys too.
What's up, girl? How you been?
What's up? I've been good. We need to talk about your situation.
Please help
Tiffany.
Me.
Okay, first off, obviously this dude is a comedian.
He's not.
He's not a comedian.
No, he's not a comedian.
He's an actor or something.
Well, no.
He's on the road. He's doing music. He's doing something. He's traveling a lot.
He's kind of retired from entertainment.
He's retired from entertainment.
But
so this is old.
He thinks he's very
So this old dick. So this is old dick you mess with.
No. It's a new guy. We just.
But no, he's old.
No, he's not. He's not old. He's 29.
Okay, and he's retired from entertainment.
Well, he was I don't want to give too much away. He's a business guy now.
Okay, so now he's a business guy. Here's the thing, okay? He got a bitch.
That's what I think. He has
a
girlfriend.
He got a bitch, straight up. He got a bitch. He got something serious, and it got you as the backup plan, and he's probably tired because he got several bitches.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. But here's the only thing where that doesn't make sense, because normally I'd be with you 1,000%, mm-hmm. except this guy texts me at all hours, every 15 minutes. Like, what? There's no time. There's no time when I text him that he doesn't answer.
So, because you're texting. Why not answer? He can answer text anytime.
You can't text when you're with a girl.
Yeah, you can. What are you talking about? I text when I'm with dudes.
It's texting. Maybe you're right.
Unless they're looking over your shoulder. I mean, if she got a job.
You're right.
You know, have you ever been to his house?
Nope.
Have you ever met any of his really close friends?
One.
That's it. Yeah. Man, forget him.
I don't care.
He's a loser.
I feel good about it.
And did you ever just come out and just say, like, look, I don't want no relationship with you. I just want to get fucked.
Straight up was like, let's get naked. When are we getting naked?
That don't mean you want to fuck.
What? Yes, it does.
Not, to some dudes, no.
No.
Because they've been tricked so many times. They're like, well, she just wants to get naked. Then she's going to, like, leave.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that. Who does that?
Oh, I do.
Just get naked and leave?
Tiffany does like, that
rub
constantly.
My body, let them rub my
come on.
And I leave.
Do you really?
Like, oh, I got a boo-boo. I'm going to go home.
You do not.
Hell yeah.
Wait, will you let a guy?
A guy would let you suck his thing and he got, oh, I got to get to work. You know?
Yo, yeah. I don't put up with that. If a guy does that to me one time, I never see him again. If I get a guy off and he doesn't finish me off, game over.
What if you're on your period?
There's one day of my period I won't hook up. That's it. Day one.
So you hook up the other days?
I don't give a fuck.
You a freak.
I don't.
You need a vampire, girl.
Damn,
I do.
You don't mess around.
Listen, I mean, I don't care. It's just a little blood. Put a towel down.
You know what's really funny?
I'm only cool with that if I'm married. Only
what?
When I'm married. Only
shut
when
up,
I'm married,
really?
I'm cool with that.
No.
When I'm married, it's no holds barred. Whatever you want, whatever hole you want to be in.
Wow.
Because we're married.
I'm with you on that. I will only. So wait a second. So anal is for love only.
Anal is for marriage.
For marriage only.
Anal is
for marriage.
Maria,
and super drunk nights.
Maria, our producer. Let's get Maria on this real quick. Maria, is anal for marriage?
Personally or generally?
No, personally. Personally.
Yeah. Yeah. If my husband wanted to do it and we were married, like, I would do that, but I would not let some random biddy from Tinder do that.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, no. I agree. I agree with
him. A lot of men just canceled their Tinder account.
Dude, guys now are obsessed with it, though. Don't you feel like that?
It's like every dude's like, so are you into anal? I don't know. Are you into anal? Can I get in your ass?
Seriously.
No, you can never touch my butt. Well, then you can never touch mine unless I got a big diamond on this finger right here.
I'm with that.
With the broken nail.
I am with that 100%.
No, I'm with you 100% on that.
Tiff, are you single?
Yes, right now I'm single. I got sick about 2 weeks ago, and I was in a relationship then. And I went to the hospital, and they told me I had high blood pressure, and then I was extremely exhausted and all this stuff. And so then I was like, you know, there's a lot of stress in my life. I'm going to have to cut some things back. So I called my boyfriend, and he was on his way out to me. I was in Palm Springs, and he was on his way out there. And I called him and said, do not come here. We are broke up now. I don't want to be your girlfriend no more. And it was funny because I had lost my voice. I was like, I don't want to be your girlfriend no more. He's like, why? What are you talking about? I was like, don't come here. I don't want to be your girlfriend anymore. It's just too much stress. He was like, are you serious? So now we're not together? And then it was like my voice just came back, and I was like, yeah, we're not together anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship. Like, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. And then I like cut off a bunch of little friendships that I had going because it was just like too much
sometimes
stress.
Sometimes you got
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to
but
do
we're
that
still
sometimes.
Friends. I'm like, let's just be friends. Like the pressure of like, because he's always wanted me to be around him, always wanted to be around me. And I'm not that chick, man.
How long were you guys together?
Like 8 months. Let him tell it was 9 months. I count from when we first had sex.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
He counts from like the first date.
Are you guys? You know what's so funny is
she's like the guy in the relationship.
I am. He always says like, you
I
make me
too.
Feel like I'm the bitch in this situation.
He
like,
is.
Well, that's how you feel.
My girlfriend always gives me shit because I'll be like, yeah, the first date that we ever went on, she's like, that was not our first date. I was like, What are you talking about? Like, I took you out to this really nice restaurant. We sat across from each other. I remember this beautiful night, and she's like, No. Your friend, who was like a millionaire guy, showed up and sat down next to us with his date, and then they decided to like join us, and then he paid for everything. So it's not a date.
You don't get credit for that.
And I was like, but I remember it being like this very romantic moment. She was like, Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not a real date.
Not a real date.
Yes. Did not really happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
That was just a group get together.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly
what counts
was.
As a real date then. That's not a real date.
That was not our first real date, I guess.
Do you think that it has to be, do you have to be bought dinner to consider? All my girlfriends are like, Kate, you have to make guys take you to dinner. I'm like, why?
You think? It's important. It is so important. You need to make a guy take you to dinner, see what he orders. You always order something a little cheaper than what he's ordering, but see what he's ordering. See how much money he will spend on himself, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's going to determine how much money he's willing to spend on you. And also, people are like, oh, money, why are you so concerned about their money? No, here's the thing. Men love their money. They work really hard for their money. If they love you, they will share it with you. If they don't love you, they will keep that shit to themselves. So that's why it's important.
100%. That is 100%.
I agree.
That's why it's important to see how much they willing. How much do they love themselves? How much are you willing to spend on yourself? Are we going to go to dinner at Sizzlers and you bring out coupons? Or are we going to go to Laurie's Prime Rib and you order the most expensive place so then I can order like the $25 meal, $35 meal, and then I get a drink because you got a drink. Like you just match whatever he doing.
Yeah, because here's the thing about that is that it doesn't seem that important, you know, like 2-3 dates in. But when you're with someone for like a year, 2 years, like, there's going to be times where you're not going to be doing well financially. There's going to be times they're not going to be doing well financially.
Sure.
And you have to, like, those first dates of, like, going out to, like, a nice dinner and sitting down, you're setting a precedent for what the relationship's going to be.
So you really do have to make the guy do, because I hate going to dinner dates with guys because I feel like if I'm not into them, now I'm, like, stuck over this whole dinner.
But you can meet them there. Like, we'll meet. I'll drive my car. You drive your car. Let's meet. You know, because if it's not cool, the first date, if it's not cool or if it's uncomfortable, you can be like, I gotta go boo-boo and leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or I'll leave $20 on the table and be like, you know what, this wasn't really, I'm not really comfortable with this, and I'll leave.
You leave money if it doesn't go well?
Fuck yeah. Sometimes I will pay out. I will be like, I'll pay for all my stuff. Like, and they'll be like, what? No, I got the, no, I'll pay for my meal because
then you don't feel like you owe them anything. Yeah.
I'm never gonna fuck you.
That's brilliant.
That's pretty funny.
That's a really good
And you
move.
Let them know right off the top, then they're like, oh, they, now some dudes are like, oh, I could take a challenge. And you're like, no, it's not a challenge.
No.
You're X'd out. Like, and they will try you and try you and try you. And those are the dudes you get the back rubs from and the coochie rubs from and you leave. Like, but you don't do it to them. You just let them rub your body like a little Vietnamese lady. And then you got the other dudes that are like, oh, okay, she doesn't want me. She doesn't want me.
I think I need Tiffany to adopt me. I think
Girl,
I can learn
teach
some
you
shit
so
from
much.
You.
Yeah. I can
learn
so much about this date.
Can I just interview her? I have more questions.
Yeah,
all right, listen,
please.
I have another question for you. Because you are, in a lot of ways, I feel like you're like me. Like, you're very sassy, strong. Like, you just said you're kind of like the man in your last relationship. And I tend to be that way, too. So is it hard for you to find a guy that can handle all that? Like, what do you look for when it comes to guys?
I don't look for shit. I let them come for me. They come right to you. They come right up to you like a roach will. I mean, you put a little cracker on the floor and sit there. They will come. And they will do, they will dance and they will sing and they will everything. And, you know, you let them know you think they can. Like, the dude that was just here.
He is cute.
Yeah.
You just be like, I like the way you sing and you show it's cute. Then you hit him with the, then he want to ask you for your number. Usually they ask you for your number. You give him the number. You say, don't call me after 10 unless you want to get raped.
Oh, my God.
Because if you call me after 10 o'clock, that's them is raping hours.
They all want to get raped.
Yeah, but then that already sets a precedence of this chick knows what she wants. She knows she ain't. She not no punk. She says she's speaking her mind. Now, am I going to be cool with that? Will I call her? Or am I scared of that? I won't call her. Straight up. Don't waste my time. I'm going to let you know who I am straight off the top.
You know, I've watched Tiffany flirt. With a few different guys over the time I've known you. We've known each other for many years.
Yeah.
And like there's like a couple of guys and I've seen, and the thing that always blows me away that is my favorite part about watching you flirt.
You're an amazing flirt.
You really are, but the thing that's really amazing about you is that you're not just attracted to like one type of guy.
Mm-mm.
You will find something sexy about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it make like you flirted with Josh Sussman from Glee,
yeah,
who has an afro. He's a little kind of nerdy Jewish guy.
He's
and
sexy,
you stopped him on the street and you gave him so much confidence. I think it led to him maybe I know that him and his girlfriend broke up.
Yeah, he showed me that picture of her. I was like, you need to dump that bitch. You can do way better than this.
Yeah, I mean, and she's a very good friend of mine, by the way.
But
you were like right up front. You were like,
he wasn't happy.
No, yeah. He was going through a rough time. Yeah. But you know, like they're still friends. They're still very good friends.
That's cool.
But
life is way too short though to date someone that doesn't make you happy. Yeah. If they don't make you super happy, that's where I'm finally getting to with guys. Getting to a place where the minute I realize, like, yo, this dude, he is not stepping it up, I'm just done with him now. I delete their number. Gone.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They're not supposed to make you happy. You should just be happy to be in their presence.
That's a good point.
And if you're not happy in their presence with how you feeling, then you need to get them out of your presence. Period.
Yeah.
It's not their job to make you happy. It's their job to enjoy you and you enjoy them. That's your job.
Exactly.
Y'all gotta enjoy each other. That's the whole thing about marriage. Like, don't marry somebody that you don't have fun with and enjoy being around.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, the sex could be bomb, but then that's just a sex partner.
Right.
But if you don't like talking to them and sitting around and chilling with them, then fuck that shit.
Absolutely.
Move on.
I'm with you. You travel together
and all that stuff?
Yeah. I'm with you.
All right, Tiffany, are you ready? I think we're going to bring out our next guest. Are you good?
Yes, she ready.
Oh, Tiffany. Tiffany's ready. Excited, and I'm excited that she's excited, and Kate's excited.
We're all excited. Very excited.
This is a big deal for us, guys. We have someone on the show today that that we've all been really big fans of for a really long time. You may know him from...
Clerks.
From Chasing Amy.
Dogma.
Mallrats.
Clerks 2.
Jay and Silent Bob
Strike Back.
And so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Mewes.
Yay! He ready. Looking good today, too.
He's got his muscle shirt on and shit.
I'm curious about this coochie line here. First thing I heard when I came in.
Yes, we were talking about Tiffany's coochie off the air.
Yes. I'm good. Did you say how am I?
That's how are you?
Sorry, I'm distracted by coochie. I'm good. Things are good.
Aren't we always?
It's a common problem.
It is. It is. For you, too.
Yes, always. Constantly.
I don't know.
Well, I'm like three dicks away from going lesbian right now. So
really?
Yeah,
girl,
I'm getting there.
Never. You should get a job at a free clinic for a day. You'll never go to dick, ever. I mean, to coochie. I'm sorry. You'll never leave dick once you see a sick coochie.
Oh, God. Wow, that's disgusting.
It's great and terrifying. Wow.
I have to tell a story.
Please tell a story.
So... Kevin's mom used to, I guess I don't have to say who it is, but I used to do, you know, like when someone passes and they don't have anyone to leave their stuff to, so they have the estate sale and such. So Kevin and I went and was helping move stuff into people's car when they were selling it. And the dude was a gynecologist and he had all these books. And I started like peeking through and there was pictures of vagina. And I was like, ooh, because, you know, I was like 16.
Yeah.
And then you got to the pages where it was like, sick
coochie,
like bumps and like red blisters and just things all
over.
Yeah, it made me for a second. I was like, oh, I love penis. And then I was like, no, I don't. But anyway, but it really did for a second. Like,
damn,
freaked me out a little bit. About
I always
the whole
say
vagina.
Coochie is strong enough for a woman, but it is made for a man.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I had to tell that story being that we were talking about. But anyway.
Yeah, no,
thank you. We like all vagina stories on this show. Keep going. You're fine.
What's been happening with you in your life? You have a baby. This is huge news.
Yes, that's been a big part of my life. She's 5 months. She's a little over 5 months. It's been awesome. It's awesome, but it's also harder than I expected. A lot more work than I expected. I don't want to say harder, but a lot more work than I expected it to be, because I've been around. My sister has 8 kids, but she don't have them all. It's a long story. Mm. Long story. But she had like 3 of them for many of years in my household. And then my brother has 3 kids. And so anyway, I've been around a lot of kids and I've always been playing, but I didn't realize that I always handed them back after hanging out with them or playing with them. And then, you know, so it was just more work than I expected, but she's awesome. Her name's Logan. She's, like I said, a little over 5 months. She's precious.
But they never say thank you, though. They never say thank
the babies,
you. They never say thank you. They don't start saying
ungrateful.
Thank you until like two or three.
Ungrateful
like, thank me
shits.
For keeping you alive or when you couldn't talk. Thank me for that. Because that's the whole mission is just keep them alive.
Right?
Yeah, keep I'm so alive. Paranoid about everything. Even like sleeping. We have like the, I have my iPad because I have a camera, a Nest camera. In there, and so I just have the monitor by my bed, and I'm always like, wait, something covering her face? Like, I'm always just so paranoid about it.
You ever think about, like, what it, like, before there was cameras nesting over a baby's bed and stuff like that? Like, what? Like a parent probably just running there all the time, and they'd be like, "Well, if they're not crying, they're not dead
for sure." For sure.
Like,
there
like,
she is, right there.
Oh, she's
beautiful. So cute. Oh my
god, she's gonna be a model.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a cute baby.
That's
thank
amazing.
You very much.
That's you're lucky because she is cute. Because there's nothing worse than when someone shows you a photo of their kid and it's like hideous, and you have to pretend and be like, "Oh, it's so cute," but on the inside you're like, "Holy shit!"
No, I never.
You
say
could
that.
Be thinking that.
That
now and telling me that, but really,
no. I would have just kept it in.
Jesus, fair enough.
If I think a baby's ugly, I straight up be like, "Ooh, your baby got character, personality already." I wonder what they did in their past life to come out like that. Boy, that's something else right there. You got something special. Baby don't look nothing like you.
That is hilarious.
That's what I like. I say. It.
That's a beautiful baby, man.
Thank you
that
very
is a beautiful
much.
Beautiful baby.
So that's been good. That's been again. It's been.
Well, what's the plan? Are you gonna let her when she's old and like at what age will she be allowed to watch the movies that you've been in? I know that's a classic question to ask.
No,
for you, it definitely makes sense.
But it's been something we've talked about, and I do think about once in a while. I think about not too often, but. I don't know. I don't know when the right age is. I think the good thing is there's the Clerks animated, which was on regular TV. So that's something I feel like I could show her early on, which will be like I've already tried to show her some of my toys. But like we just came out with new Blunt Man and Chronic figures.
Right.
And, you know, we get them sent to us. They give us a couple like, hey, here's your toys, whatever. So I opened it up and she was playing with it. And it was funny because she had it in her hand. And I was like, that's daddy you're playing with. But then she went to put it in her mouth. So I had to take it away right away. But anyway, so I think it'll be interesting to show her. Like, hey, this is me on TV and stuff.
So, cool.
But it'll be cool to show her the cartoon because I think that'll be fun anyway for her. The cartoon seemed to catch her eye more right now.
Sure.
And I'm sure she's younger. But I don't know. I don't know when I'll show her, like, say, Mallrats or something. I think Mallrats would be or J.M. Bob. But I don't know. I'd say 10, 11, 12, maybe 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I don't know.
You're going to have to show her before she starts socializing with other children.
Yeah.
Because when they see you, and if they know you, and most kids, you know, they're going to be kind of advanced by then. They're going to be on their iPads watching all kind of stuff by the time they're five. You know, they already
five.
Seen all kind of rated R movies and all that. Because some parents be like, let the iPad
That's
baby
true.
Sit. So you're going to have to sit down with her when she and watch it with her and tell her what it's about and explain everything to her and tell her don't tell none of your friends until you get older only if they ask you then talk about it because if somebody just comes up to her she's 7 years old and second grade, first grade, and they're like yo daddy da 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 yo daddy da yo daddy do this and yo daddy do that and then she's gonna be hurt.
How long is how do you how
no, makes
that's
sense.
True?
At what age do you think Kim and Kanye have to tell Northwest about
That their mama is a hoe at like three
was a sex tape?
Yes,
sex tape.
Like this year
because she's gonna because that kid's gonna find out at some point.
Yeah, as soon as she go to preschool, she's gonna hear somebody's mama talking about it, or a kid's gonna be like, I heard your mommy did. Like as soon as she starts socializing with other children outside
that's
of that
true.
Household, so she needs to talk to her about that ASAP.
That's the one problem with having a kid if you have a sex tape is that video haunts like generations of your family.
Right, totally. But if you tell, like, but there's the car, you know, the Kardashians make money off of coochie. That's why Bruce went ahead and got one. Well, he didn't get one, but he's going, like he got one.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to cut his thing off. I think it's all, you know, anyways, she just needs to tell her as soon as possible. And it won't bother her if her mother and father sit her down and tell her this is what kids might make fun of you, whatever. It won't bother her. It will
bother her.
It's
a great bedtime story.
Let me tell you what I did with Ray J.
Yeah.
Do you think a kid's curious, though, if they do find out? Are they curious? Like, oh, I want to watch it.
No. Do you? Would you want to watch it?
I'm not saying I do. I'm just wondering if some kids are like,
well, they watched their mother's sex tape with Bruce, so, and then they reenacted the whole thing. That's why they even, that's how, yeah, Bruce and, what's her name, Chris, they did a sex tape in 87 or whatever. The kids found it, they watched it, and then boom, 1997, 98 comes along, and who does a sex tape? Kim does, just like her mama. So it's like they will repeat, if you don't put it out there and let the kids know your mistakes right off the top, they're going to copy them. They're going to do it. That's if they find out, they find it, they find out.
I didn't know that either.
Oh my God, if you watch the Kardashian show, you will see them
clearly
reenacting the
tape. We're missing out on some epic
shit.
We
should have a marathon right now. Here.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So Jason, you're married now, right?
Yes, for many years now.
How many years?
So January was 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been in July, which is a ways away, will be 10 years I've been with her, dating and together.
Wow.
So,
jeez.
Almost 10 years.
That's
crazy.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God, man. So,
you got the itch?
Yeah. The itch for what?
You know they said a 10-year itch?
It's a 7-year itch.
But they've been together for 10.
I know. So they made it through. You made it past the 7-year itch.
So what's the itch? Like, I want to get some different coochie?
Yeah, that's usually the itch.
Kind of 7-year itch.
No, it's. No.
I mean, your wife is
really
gorgeous.
Don't.
She's a
I don't,
girl.
I'm really. I'm gonna have to show a picture now.
Yeah.
He probably got so much tail before they got together.
You got a lot of ass.
That you must have gotten your fill of ass.
Just a couple.
A couple.
Just a few.
I feel like famous guys must just, like, you must literally just fuck nonstop.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she's stunning.
Yes.
His wife is stunning.
Yes. She's absolutely gorgeous. You don't have to reach.
So wait a sec. Would you say that you think famous? Yeah, but I don't think my character throws off the essence of like, hey, I want to have sex with that.
Yeah,
man.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're out of your
Your
mind.
Face
he's
is
running
on,
around.
Dude,
he's like snooch to the nooch.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because in Hollywood, if you're working, you're on TV, you're in movies. There are chicks that'll just bang you for that.
And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think there's definitely. Sort of broke the ice of what, like, I think I've been approached definitely a good amount of time that's like, hey, you're so funny and I saw this and that. I don't feel like there's maybe been a few where it's been like, oh my gosh, I want to suck it, you know, like right off the bat. But I feel like it definitely opened up, you know, the dialogue, because they'd come up and be like, hey, your movies are funny and blah 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 and stuff like that. And then I think I sealed the deal. I'm going to tell myself I sealed
the
deal.
Oh, you sealed the deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you definitely sealed
the deal.
No, it's all me. No.
No, yeah.
How did you and your wife meet?
Through my buddy Andy. Actually, out. He said that. So they used to go out, my buddy Andy and this dude. And he went out with them the night before. And he's like, hey, come out. I met a bunch of girls. And they're going to be there tonight. And I think you're going to dig a cut. There's two cute ones. I think you'll want to hang out, because I didn't go out much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been sober for a while. Well, since then, I had messed up. Mm-hmm. But I had been sober for about 3 years at that point. So I just didn't go out to clubs and bars and out that much. So anyway, but yeah, so I'd say my friend Andy introduced us, sort of. He didn't introduce us, but brought me out. And we started, and I harassed her for the whole night. So. But she didn't know from, and I think that's what I dug her. She didn't know. She knew after the fact, like the next time we hung out, her friends had told her, and she even admits it. She said that she didn't want to hang out again the next day, but her friends were like, because they were 19. She was 19 when I met her. They were all 19 and 20, and they couldn't get into clubs unless they were with this guy that they went out with, and he wasn't around that night. So they're like, hey, man, we want to go to Spider or whatever club it was. We want to go to the club. He can get us in, so call him back. So she called me back the next day to meet up with her and her friends so I can get them into this club. So so my point is yeah. So
she used your celebrity right
at that point. At that point, yeah. So the next day she knew, because her friends told her, and then we hung out. And she wasn't, she didn't chat with me much really that night either. It was the third night that sort of we went out again. They wanted to go to a club and we chatted, and I sort of, I don't know. By then I think I wooed her a little bit.
We're, and then you got different. A real date, because those don't count. Yeah. Those aren't
No,
dates.
They're not. They're, no,
they
it's her and
you.
All her friends. No, yeah, totally.
They used you.
No, yeah. It totally was. Totally
but,
was.
But this, you guys started seeing each other, was Ooh. This right after Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, or was it around the same time?
It was July. No, so wait, Jay and Bob Strikes Back was 2001. No, it was way later.
It was way later after that.
It was way, yeah.
Did she know who you were?
No, right, that's what I was saying.
Oh, that's
she
you're
didn't
saying
know.
She didn't tell the second.
Not the first night. And that's it. What I'm saying. We chatted the first night, but she didn't know who I was.
Got it.
And she wasn't really feeling it. It's sort of like, she struck out because her friends all hooked up yeah. with the guys I was with. We were like, it was me and my buddy Andy and a bunch of his friends.
Out.
And yeah, well, because all those girls hooked up with these other guys and Andy, and we were at Andy's house, and they all went to different rooms and fell, all his roommates yeah. with all her girl female friends. And she was the only one that didn't hook up with anyone. So her and I sat and chit-chatted most of the night until they were ready to leave. Then the girls like all got done doing whatever they were doing. They're like, let's go. And I gave her my number, and she wasn't gonna call me, she said, but
Got
then her
it.
Friends on the way home were like, do you know who that was? That was blah blah blah, he can get us in the club, so call him back. And so the next day she called me saying, hey, me and my friends are gonna come out, can we go to this club? So
yeah,
yes. So but Got by it. Then she knew
yeah.
So where'd you take her on your first date?
Oh, we didn't, you know what? She came, we didn't really go on a first date. I don't want to, we chatted for like, I went to Vegas the third time we hung out. I had to go to Vegas that night. With, and then when I got home, her and I went out, I want to say on a date really. She just came down and we hung out at my house. And then I had to leave to go to, yeah, it wasn't very
but
sexy.
But wait, he married her, so there's hope. Because sometimes I do that. I just chat
took
with the
three
guy.
3 years to get a damn ring out of him.
Yeah.
Damn.
But he married her, Tiff. So the thing is that sometimes if you hang out in a group a couple times and then you go straight to hooking up, the guy doesn't automatically think
he
you're...
He didn't say they hooked up. He said they hung
no,
out
No, we
at
didn't
the
hang
house.
Out. We didn't hook up. We didn't. Well, we kissed by the third time.
When she came to
when
your
I
house?
When I was going to Vegas. No, the third night we went out, I was leaving for Vegas. So I was, her and her friends were at the club. I said, I'm leaving. I have to go to Vegas.
She kissed.
And we were having fun at that point. Her and I sat and talked for like an hour outside. And then I was leaving. So I kissed her goodbye. Then I was in Vegas. And then we chatted on the phone. Then I came back. Then she came to my house. And then we chatted all night at my house. And we didn't do anything.
Oh.
In the morning, I gave her like a kiss goodbye. And then
with tongue or no tongue?
With no tongue.
Yeah.
No? Then, what?
I'm not sure.
Still not a date. That's still not a date.
Wow.
Still not a date. Still not a date.
And then she came over again because I was leaving to go to Arizona to shoot a movie. So she came over again. We sat up all night talking and we didn't kiss. And
wow,
then I kissed
geez.
Her goodbye with tongue. And then she came down the weekend after to Arizona. I flew her out there. And that was by like, that was almost like two and a half, three weeks in.
That's
and then
the first
we pulled
date.
In. So yeah, in Arizona, like we went out to dinner and hung out and stuff, and so
then you banged. First
wait,
date.
I have a question. Let's just say that on one of these nights when she had come over, you guys would have hooked up. Like, let's just say not the first night, that second night when she came over.
If we banged?
Yeah. Would you have like viewed her any differently because she fucked you so quickly?
Probably.
I think. Yeah, I don't want to say I'd view her differently. Like I think she's trashy or anything, but I don't know if I would have
invested so much.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have invested in would have spent so much time chatting with her, because I feel like the hours and hours we chat, we literally talked from like, you know, 9 at night to like 5 in the morning. And if we were just fucking, I think we would have fucked and then we would have went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have really chatted. Then
right.
I would have went to Arizona and I would already
you probably
had
wouldn't
the
have
coochie.
Even have brought her.
So
yeah.
Then I would have probably wanted some of the coochie out there that was on set and then would have been like, oh, I'll get some of that when I get home.
That
so, yeah,
part.
I think, but I wouldn't have thought of her different as a person. I just think it wouldn't have been.
She would have just been coochie.
Well, the intensity of it changes. Like my, you know, like if you hold out just a little bit longer and you hold out just a little longer and you have like some sort of really strong connection. Like you spend time, you talk to this person a lot. I mean, I was with my girl for almost 2 months before we actually had sex. For 2 months, we were together as a couple.
Oh my God!
But we did sexual type stuff, but we didn't have sex,
like intercourse.
But we didn't have sex for 2 months because she was like, she wanted to like.
You were hooking up with other girls though, right?
No, just with her, for the two months.
Let me ask y'all. I
want to
ask both of these fellas a question and watch this. Okay, I want to ask y'all both a question.
Yeah.
Now, when you had a conversation with these ladies that you guys are so into and love with, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who did most of the talking?
My lady did most of the talking.
She did most of the talking, but did she ask you questions about yourself that made you go like,
yeah. I think so. I mean, I feel like she did. Yeah, because we talked for hours. So she would talk to me about stuff, and then, but she talked a lot.
She
really
talked
did.
A lot. Well,
she
was
talked
19.
About it about herself. Yes, exactly.
She was 19.
Yeah.
So, so she talked a lot. What about you?
Same kind of thing. I mean, she talked a lot. I asked her a lot of questions because I was trying to like figure her out because she was she's a really kind of unique, interesting girl. Like she's, my girl's from a really rough place and like from a really tough neighborhood in a very like a place that I know nothing about. Like Detroit is a very, very different place than La Costa, Carlsbad, and Montreal, Canada. Like I'm all from very like sweet places and she's from kind of a tough place, but she's also very, very classy and carries like very, very expensive purse and dresses really well. So I was like trying to understand her dynamic of like why she is there. And also the jobs and stuff and the type of work that she, you know, like modeling work and flying around the world. Every time I talked to her, she'd mention like another rapper that she knew or another country that she'd been to. And I was like trying to unravel this person to understand
so
who they were. It was fascinating.
So would you fellas say that you were attracted to women that tested your brain, that made you think, that made you want to know more about them, made you curious?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that's what you have to do, girlfriend. You got to make curiosity because is what's going to get the cat killed.
But in the meantime, though, you guys weren't banging other women? Waited 2 months and didn't have sex.
I didn't have sex for 2 months.
He probably can go years without sex.
That's true. I'm a guy. I'm like a sexual
like,
camel.
He's
like,
a big teddy bear.
I know you aren't doing that. Come on.
No, but mine was only like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
But I also was, I had plenty
sober.
Of sex up to that night that I met her. Like I was hanging with like, and I even hung out with a couple girls the first like there was still a couple. Well, I didn't see them and hook up with them though. But I was seeing like 3 girls at the time.
Yeah.
But so I had enough sex up to that point.
I just don't know. I mean, I guess I've gone a while now without sex, but not on purpose. I really don't.
But I
like
think
it.
There's. I think there's people you meet that you just want to have sex with, and then there's someone you might. So it doesn't mean that you can't have, like, there's definitely girls that right off the bat I knew I didn't want to.
Of course.
Date, that I just wanted to have sex
They're
with.
Just for sex.
And you let them know that, though.
Yeah, right
off
the
let them know
top.
That. And I never got myself in trouble, I feel like, because I would always be honest. I'd be like, look, I'm not
into
dating.
That's what I do to guys.
I'm seeing this other girl right now, but let's hang and stuff.
I love
that.
I don't even say let's hang. I'd be like, look, you fine. I want to fuck. What's up?
Oh,
I got a dude on this. I got a dude. We about
I
to
love
break
that,
up.
Though.
I want to fuck.
When you settle into a relationship, you kind of have to like. You have to start like when you settle into a relationship. There's a little time there where you have to like. Contact people.
Sure.
And be like, hey, sorry, I'm not hanging
off the
out
market
anymore.
Now.
You're
but
off
now,
and,
thanks you know, to social media, you could just be like, me and my new boo thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. But you do that?
In a relationship. And not in a relationship.
Yeah, and then tag everybody that you fuck so they know. Hey,
do you do that? Because I will never, no matter what, post that I'm in a relationship on Facebook. I just don't want to put it out there like that.
On Facebook, I'm in a relationship with myself, with my other Facebook page. I'm just in a relationship with me. Now, on Instagram, I will post up a picture of a dude and be like, this is my new boo thing. And then tag all the dudes that's trying
you
to
do
holler.
Not.
So they know.
Hilarious.
And then they back off.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's a great
off.
Idea.
That's a genius.
But that's horrible for the new guy because then all he has to do is touch that photo and it's tagged with all the dudes you've been fucking.
But you know,
at least he know where my pussy been.
You should start a new app. You should start a new app and shit.
Call
this,
it this
my new boo thing. Yeah,
my
exactly.
New boo thing.
Tiffany,
so funny,
since
right?
since Carmichael show premiered, by the way, You guys have to check out the show. She's on this TV show on NBC. It's called The Carmichael Show.
Oh, gosh. I hate that Carmichael show. I'm just kidding. I haven't watched it. So wait, what is it? NBC.
It's an NBC show. It's Gerard Carmichael is the star of it. He's a comedian. He's a friend of ours. And Tiffany's on the show also.
Awesome.
So is David Alan Greer. And
Loretta Devine. Amber West. And Lorel Howery.
Awesome. Well, what's really interesting about this show, and I just want to just say
this. Tell me about the show.
Well,
what is it?
Here's why I'm so obsessed with the show is that I love watching sitcoms, and there are great. It's a sitcom. Mm-hmm. It's a a multicam sitcom.
Yeah.
But every single episode is about something very hard hitting and serious. There was a gun control episode that's super intense, but it's also really funny and amazing. It's the closest thing to Roseanne I've seen on television, where every single episode is about some prayer, one whole episode about dating, how religion affects relationships. There was an episode about getting your family to eat healthy, which is eating kale and being really, and it's really funny, but it's also heartbreaking and a great show, and I think it's gonna win
protesting
a lot of awards,
kids getting shot by the police.
The first episode was about a kid getting shot by the police,
and then voting Republican or Democrat. It's basically a black family talking about what's going on in the world and how we deal with it.
It's awesome.
It's really incredible. Has it changed your dating life? Do you feel like it's have you got hit? Do you get hit up a lot more because of that?
I've been getting hit on a whole lot.
You see me at
nighttime. I am sexy at nighttime. I'm a vampire. They own me. You know what I'm saying? They bring the smorgasbord.
No. I think it's different. Do you think it's different for girls? I feel like for guys, you get famous and more women come at you. Girls, we're already deflecting guys constantly because we have a vagina.
It's a different breed of men that are hitting on me, though. Before, it was broke dudes or dudes that was mediocre, middle class, and they can maneuver me out of the whole comedy realm, out of the acting thing. You just have my babies and I'll take care of you. Those kind of dudes. Now, I'm attracting dudes that's super powerful, successful dudes that's known me for years, never even tried to hit on me, but now that I'm doing well, they're like, well, maybe we should go out to dinner sometime, Tiffany. Maybe we can go dancing. You don't even dance, you're 70.
Do you have comedians? Have you ever dated comedians?
I don't mess with comedians. Mm-hmm. I don't shit where I eat, but I have gotten ate out by a couple of them.
That doesn't count. That's like a massage.
Yeah, that's a massage.
Jason, dating wise, I don't know a lot about your dating history, but I literally just Googled who dated Jason Mewes, and do you know who pops up when I say that? Nicole Richie comes up, and so does Katie Morgan, the porn star. So
funny, neither one of them's true.
Neither of them are
really
true.
Yeah, I've never dated Katie Morgan. Katie Morgan was in our movie, and she started dating a dude that was working on the thing and got married to him. And anyway, I was already with Jordan at that, my wife at that
point. Yeah, that was the sex tape, make a sex tape.
Zach and Mary make a porno. Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that wasn't true. Nicole Richie, I never dated, but we had sex.
Wow.
And so, but then it's funny because then when that happened, I told Kevin. Kevin talked about it on the Q&A, and there was a news person there and wrote an article about it. Then they contacted her people, and she's like, who's Jay Mewes? Which is so funny, though. Which is fine with me. But what's funny, because not even that part, the sex thing, even if she doesn't remember, because if we were at a club, and it doesn't matter. But years before that, I hung out with her a bunch with Kim Stewart. Kim Stewart was a good friend of mine, and we hung out a bunch. So I used to hang out with, not all the time. I'm not saying I was good friends with Nicole Richie, but there was definitely plenty of nights where the three of us were hanging out. Kim and I would, Kim was like, hey, I'm going to go pick up Nicole. We're going to go to this club and stuff like that. So it's just funny that when it happened, it wasn't even no way I didn't have sex with him. She's like, who's that? Which is so funny to me because I'm
she
definitely knows. Yeah. Her. She definitely knew who I was.
That's
we've
crazy.
Hung out. But I get it. I don't blame her for it wasn't, I'm sure, her proudest moment.
It's
whatever.
She's going to say that about me.
It's all right, girl.
I ate out Tiffany Haddish. You're like, who are you again?
You're like, who's that guy?
What do they taste like? Chicken?
Accurate.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Jay, like, of all the people, I mean, I know that, yeah, I mean, you've worked with a lot of guys, and, you know,
how many penises did I suck?
How many penises did you suck? No, I mean, look.
that got weird.
Who gets... Who do you feel like? Who do you feel like got the most play? Like, who do you feel like it got laid the most of? Like, of the people that you've gotten to work with. I mean, you've worked with a lot of dudes and Brett. You know, a lot of guys. So
wait, so you're asking who?
Like of all of the guys, of all the people
that I feel I worked with.
Yeah, like co-stars that you've been in movies with. Like who are the?
I would imagine Ben, right? Yeah, I mean, but Affleck. I know Ben. Yeah, I mean Ben.
Was he getting a lot of ass back in like Mallrats days?
I feel like he was. I'm not sure though. Actually, yeah, I feel like he was.
He was getting that nanny.
He was always good looking.
Yeah. Well, I think yeah, and I don't know who else. I don't really keep up with other people's.
Were you? are there any actresses that you've dated or people that you've dated that in?
Yeah, I mean, I dated not a whole bunch, but I'm trying to think what show she's on now. She was really awesome. It was let me think of the show so I can explain.
He's still trying to think of her name.
I know her name. No, I honestly, I do know her
I
name.
I think it's the same thing. Really awesome. I don't remember her name, but that was
that's not
so.
True. I would tell you. I actually do know her name, but I don't want to say her name, and then you don't know.
Do you want me to look
Lauren German.
Lauren
I
German.
Know that name.
Yeah,
actually.
She's in the show something Chicago PD. That's it. I think she's on that now. But then she wasn't in stuff. Like this was like 2003.
She's trying to get started.
She's awesome though. Mm. But anyway, that's I mean not really a whole bunch. The girl from yeah, that's it. Really.
I dated Chingy.
Who's
no
that?
Way!
Really?
Yeah, I hit
Who's that.
That?
Oh, do you like Chingy. Right there?
I like to do that right there. And with your hair.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, nobody does anymore.
Chingy?
Oh yeah.
Who
Chingy.
Is that?
You don't. You have to know that.
Only
song.
People over 35 know this.
Like, I know you're like,
no,
do it right there.
Just us in the
30s. Right there.
He did a song with Janet Jackson, and then now and then he got caught sleeping with a transvestite or something like that.
No way.
He got like 9 kids. Then he has 6, and I was like, look, I ain't trying to get pregnant, and I just want to say that I did it to a rapper. He used to always invite me to their hotel and stuff when he come in town to hang out. Like, he wouldn't even give me no D. He was just like, love to have me around and invite me to the studio and stuff, because I always crack jokes and make everybody laugh. And then one night I was like, look, are we dating or not? He was like, yeah, we making dinner. Are we dating? And I was like, well, what's up then? What's up with the D? And
yeah.
And we did it. It was so whack. I was like, let's just be friends.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why he was holding back.
We were both so sleepy, though. It was like we've been out all day doing stuff all day. And yeah, we were both really
Maybe
sleepy.
That's why he was holding back. Like the story I was talking about at the top of the show with the guy that would, I kind of wondered that. I'm like, maybe he's not confident in his sex skills. And that's why when it comes time to hook up, he's like chickening out.
Or he really is tired.
Wait, like, I missed that.
Entire dick is garbage when they tie.
At the top of the show, I was talking about this guy that I've been like literally texting back and forth with for weeks, and we've hung out a couple times. But every time I put it out there, like, "Hey, let's get together and hook up," he like has some reason he blows me off. Like he's tired or he can't, and I'm trying to figure it out. And she's like, "I think he has a girlfriend." I'm like, "I know that makes sense, but I'm telling you, I don't get that vibe. Like he's always available. I just think there's something else. Like there's some kind of like
He won't even." Hang out, you're saying, or you do hang out.
We've hung out a couple times. Like,
I don't think you're ever too tired to have sex.
That's what I said.
I don't think I was ever too tired.
Yeah, but dudes, like your thing goes up, but you can't pump really. You be so sleepy, fall asleep in the coochie. Yeah, let the girl do the thing.
No guy is too tired to have sex when it's new pussy.
Not yet. Not when you haven't had it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not the first time.
No.
I don't know. Chingy was sleepy.
Oh, that sounds like Chingy.
You like it? how I do it, right?
Classic Chingy.
High and tired, man. We had smoked some weed, and he was sleepy as hell. I was sleepy, too. I fell asleep on top of him.
Oh, Chingy.
I was sleepy, too.
Why? Why, Chingy? Why?
We were sleepy.
Oh, God. What a situation to be in. That's amazing. Hey, here's a just a like, couple quick small questions I want to throw out there before we wrap this baby up. Kevin Smith yesterday, the day before, a couple days ago, announced that there's some work happening on a Mallrats 2 movie. Is that a thing that's happening?
Yeah, that's been in the works for a couple months. Hopefully all goes planned, and we'll be shooting in November. So it's just it's just everything's trying to line up.
I would like to audition
here
for that.
That's awesome.
I would like to work in the hair depot in the mall.
I think you could do
selling
that
hair.
That's hilarious.
That'd be really interesting to see. Like, if you guys do that, you know, like, what are we dealing with? Are we getting Shannon Doherty back? Are
Everyone's
we getting Jeremy London?
Yes.
Are we getting, you know, like, do we get Ben Affleck back? Do you get Joey Lauren Adams? Like, I mean,
all
that
these people need to work. Sounds like
that.
You're gonna get everybody.
Everybody said they're on board and they want to do it. Ben's the only one that Kevin hasn't asked yet, but Kevin wants to wait till it's like 100% because he doesn't want to ask and then something happens. Because like earlier I was telling you, we were supposed to shoot Clerks 3 and everything was there. We were even looking for like hotels to stay at, and they made the offer to the last dude who's the main character, Randall. Mm-hmm. and I'm not sure the details, but his management said that he was busy for the rest of the year. One dude like shut down a whole it's crazy. So that happened. So then we moved over to start looking into financing and locations and people and all that stuff for Mallrats 2, and everything seems to be going well, but now we're waiting for Universal. They're the ones who did the first one, and they have the rights. So they have to, they're like, yes, you can make it, but blah, 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 and there's some negotiating going on. So hopefully all that works out, and we start shooting in November in Philly.
Okay, now here is another question, This is a big one. This is a movie that's coming out. It's coming out
in like a month. Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers.
What is that? What is Yoga Hosers?
Yoga Hosers is a movie Kevin wrote. It's supposed to be part of his what is he calling it? The Great North trilogy. It's he did Tusk,
which was terrifying if you haven't seen that movie, and
Johnny Depp was in that, and then this is Yoga Hosers, it stars Kevin's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith, and then Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, and then Johnny Depp's in it as well.
Nice.
So that's hopefully going to come out in a month. Kevin wrote and directed it, and he wants to do one more part of that trilogy, is called Moose Jaws.
Now, is awesome. Yoga Hosers, is that about yoga, or is this
a little
like
bit of yoga
stuff?
No,
stuff.
It's about yoga.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's a little bit about yoga. It's all supposed to be Canadian and all that stuff. So
it's amazing. Kevin's daughter's in it because she's all grown up now, and how old is she now?
She's 16.
She's 16 years old.
Yeah.
Like I met Kevin for the first time because which was the most intense thing that's ever happened to me, by the way, because I got a phone call from the John Lovitz Club, and that still existed.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, Kevin Smith wants to meet with you in the parking lot of the John Lovitz Comedy Club. You need to get over here. I was like, oh my God, this is, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know why I'm going to meet with him. And I'd met Jason a bunch, and I was like, so excited. I was like, this is going to be so cool. I get there. I walk into the parking lot, and he's like, he comes out. They have security with them. And I'm like sweating and panicking as like a nerd, you know? And he goes, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, listen, my daughter's a very big, big-time Rush fan, and there's going to be a concert. Do you think maybe you can help her to get into the concert? And I was like, what?
Like, that's it?
I was like, that's what this is about? I was like, yeah, of course.
You could have called
me
for a hookup.
That's not a big deal. That's no problem. But I was like, but it was mind-blowing to me that that's what it was about. I thought it was going to be about millions of other things. I didn't even remember that he had
a daughter.
Why
did he want to meet you in the parking lot of the John Lovitz Comedy Club?
He was
like
on his way to go do something.
That's hilarious.
I was going to be there. But it was just mind-blowing that it had anything to do with me. Like, I thought it had to do with him, that it was about something that he needed
hilarious.
It. It freaked me out, man. It was the coolest. And, you know, we've gotten to hang out a couple times since then.
I'm going to ask you to meet me in the parking lot so I can ask you for some Kendrick Lamar tickets.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Anytime.
I want to see Kendrick Lamar.
All right. Well, last thing. You're leaving to go to Australia. Is that right?
Yes. We're doing, Kevin and I are doing our podcast tour, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. We go to Australia for 2 weeks. We leave Tuesday, which is the 15th. Yeah, man, we've been still doing the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. You can download it on iTunes and stuff for free, or csmod, csmod.com. You can check it out there. But yeah, so after we do live, it's all live. We do all our shows live on the road, and we just got back from Dallas and Kentucky and such. But then we put it up on iTunes. So
didn't you guys do the Laugh Factory in Long Beach?
Yeah.
One time? Yeah, I remember that. I was like, that was the first time I ever saw the whole room packed completely. I was like, this is amazing. I want to be their friend.
You guys are at the Improv quite a bit too, aren't
you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do. Well, Kevin also does another podcast, Hollywood Babylon, which he does weekly at the Improv on Melrose. Yeah. Every once in a while, him and I do our podcast there. But yeah.
Cool.
So. Yeah, do that. You know, just last thing as we're wrapping this thing up, there's this movie they did, this documentary is called An Evening with Kevin Smith, and they did a bunch of them. You guys did a ton of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, when it first came out, Tiffany, I was working at Blockbuster Video in San Diego. I had no career.
Uh-huh.
I had very little education. I had no idea what I was doing with my life.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I wanted to make movies, and I knew I wanted to like work in television and make weird little things. I had no idea how to do it. And I watched that movie while I was working there. And this is not a joke. Because of that documentary and watching Jay and Kevin talk about like how they did it and how they mm-hmm. came up, I wrote my first script while working at Blockbuster. I quit my job and I moved to LA. And that started my career because of it. And it was like it was a huge deal. Like that was a big deal to me. Cause you know, really getting to see, it was my first time really seeing behind the curtain of like something that I'm a fan of.
Now
and
did you watch that on VHS or DVD?
I watched it.
On beta.
Was on Betamax. It was on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
And it was really incredible. Guys, tell them where they can find you. Tiffany, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter or Facebook or MySpace under Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany like the diamonds, had and dish.
And where
say MySpace.
She did.
Oh no way.
I'm still on MySpace.
I didn't even know that was around.
I'm still
around
on MySpace. I got music, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
God bless you, Tiffany. What about the show? What night of the week is the show airing and stuff?
Oh, it's Wednesday nights at 9:00. But the season finale already happened, so now you can watch it on Hulu. Or on demand.
That's
the Carmichael show.
Boom.
Okay.
All right, what about you, Jason?
I'm J Muse, JayMewes on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And csmod, csmod.com. Or go to, and also check out real quick, last thing, Muse Juice. Muse Juice is, I have 5 flavors for the vaping. You know, the vape, there's a big, huge vaping.
Yeah.
Vaping community.
We
I
all
came
like
out,
the vape.
Yeah, I came out with my own
got
juice. It's
hell
called
yeah.
Muse Juice. We got Sugar Tits, $15, Doobie Snacks, also, and a couple other ones. But anyway, go to Muse Juice, MEWES. juice.com.
Do these have
check
nicotine in them, or do they just they
get,
just flavored,
there's
or
there's flavored
they got
and there's
ones?
Nicotine, no weed ones.
Damn,
just there's zero nicotine, and then there's like 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, and all that good stuff. So check out Muse Juice or J Muse Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
So about to follow you right now, dude.
Thanks, bro. Follow me.
So much love. Hey,
heck yeah, man.
Guys, this has been such a great time.
Yes,
Kate. I think you and Tiffany need to get together. And
Tiffany, will you help me? I need
help.
Yes,
girl. We can do our weekly get-togethers.
Yes.
I do this little circle I call Stitching Bitch, where we sit around and we knit stuff, and we talk about our men's issues, and we work some out.
I need help.
Group.
I'm in. Stitching Bitch.
Oh
Stitching
God.
Bitch.
Yeah.
It's all.
We should do that as a podcast. Just being here knitting and talking
shit.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming, and thanks for listening to Date Fairs.
Yeah, peace.